There.
It works.
It works. Look at that. How about that?
It actually works.
Little needles moving and everything.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Amazing.
It is, isn't it?
What do they think of next?
John's not going to like this show because we started it talking about the equipment.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Sorry, John.
I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Fitz sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on them and it's all right.
I talked to John on the phone today.
You did?
I did.
He's singing to us right now.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah. The original Jesus Geek. JesusGeek.info.
But that's not what this is.
This is twoblindsquirrels.com.
Right.
That was JesusGeek.info. No, it was interesting because his latest show is on a subject that is near and dear to our hearts.
What's that, iPhones?
Yes. The iPhone versus the...
The MacBook?
The iPhone
versus... Well, you said things that are near and dear to my heart.
The iPhone versus the Android.
Uh-huh.
He compared the... iPhone on 3GS to the Droid.
Mm-hmm.
And also threw in some comparison to the BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
Which is what he has, the Storm.
Okay.
The Storm. And he said for business purposes, the Storm is still the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Then the iPhone, then the Droid. And then I was talking to him on the phone today, and I said, well, you didn't mention what for personal use, what you thought of the three. He said, well, the Droid, here's what he said, basically. The Droid is cool. Okay, it's got Gmail all over. It's got Google stuff all over it.
Which is cool.
And it's got the giant, screen, and it's got the bigger camera. And he said, but it's a brick. And if you're going to carry that thing around in your pocket all the time, it's heavy. And it's not as refined as the iPhone. He says, just for everyday, just for fun use, the iPhone is the winner.
Yeah.
And he said that even over the Storm, which surprised me a little bit.
Hmm. Because
usually blackjack users, BlackBerry users, there's a blackjack too. BlackBerry blackjack, but he has a Storm. But usually BlackBerry users are very, they're very loyal.
Mm-hmm. Your mom is very loyal.
Yes. They're very loyal to it, just like Apple people are, but... Mm-hmm. John is above all that, I guess.
Well, good. Yes. Good for him.
Yes, he's objective.
Yes, he is.
I wish I could be objective.
You know what I need?
I can't be objective.
I need you. No.
Don't know how to do it.
He can't.
Nah.
It's impossible.
Nah.
You know.
What?
You know what I need y'all to do?
What do you need us to do?
I need you to stop that.
Stop talking like
right
that?
Right now.
Oh, okay. It's not the same without the look.
first, you text me. I said, where are you? He says, I am here. Then he says, where are you?
And you said, where is here?
I said, where is here?
And I'm like, you don't know where you are?
And he said, you don't know where you are? I'm like, and he just went on and on. And I'm like,
and
seriously?
She said, seriously? And I'm like, no, I'm being funny.
No, I said, seriously?
This is what it's like being married to me.
Seriously? Where the heck are you?
I was coming home early and I didn't want to ruin it.
Okay.
I had a reason. There was a reason behind my madness.
Yeah. It usually is. The reason's not always good, but yet there is always a reason. Okay. So here's what I need y'all to do. Yeah.
Are you issuing edicts again?
I am.
Oh my goodness.
So I need y'all to
The queen is speaking. Everyone, please take a knee.
So yesterday.
Face Texas. Put your hand over your heart.
Yesterday, we have these two box springs. We got rid of our king-size mattress because it was worn out. We got these box springs.
Yeah.
So we're carrying the box springs to put in the truck to take to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So we're carrying them outside. Mm-hmm. And we're...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I just realized this was a totally different story than I wanted to tell.
Anyway. You're on board.
Oh, no, has nothing to do with the box springs. We bought new mattresses last. This is what I meant to say.
Yes. Oh.
Sorry. Different story.
Different story. Back up.
Whoa.
Same subject.
Same subject, different story.
Back up a day.
Last week. We got mattresses for the guest room beds.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we were getting them out of the back of the truck, and they were wrapped, and so we were taking all the wrap off. They were just... And we were standing there trying to get the wrap off, and I just stood there.
Oh.
And Brett, and I was spaced off. I'm like, had my hands crossed, and I was kind of staring off. Just watching him, and he was doing all the work. He's like...
She was supervising.
Just watching him. He says... Okay, princess, you gonna help?
I said, you gonna take off your crown and help me?
I didn't even know I was doing it.
She was standing there.
I was just standing there with my arms crossed supervising.
Yeah, I don't know if you're doing a very good job of cutting that plaster.
It was so funny because I had no idea I was doing it.
And before that, when we... No, this was the next day. So the next day we come home from taking the box springs to Goodwill, and they didn't want them. Well, this made the queen angry.
I was very angry. Who doesn't want to buy? What am I supposed to do with these? These are huge. They're huge. Why don't they want them? Because the underneath was torn. Really? Have you ever seen a box spring where the underneath is not torn?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. It's a box spring.
So they didn't want them at Goodwill. We can't take those.
So what am I supposed to do with it?
Well, you're supposed to help me get them out of the back of the truck when we got home.
Oh, toity Goodwill.
So we get home and I say, don't go in. I need help putting them back on the back porch until I can haul them off. So I let them out so I can pull the truck into the garage. By the time I get the truck in the garage, they're already in the house.
I completely forgot. I mean, completely forgot.
But they were light box springs, so I moved them myself. Then I come in, and I go, thanks. I go, no, I got it. And she was, oh, I forgot. I forgot.
I was in there making
I was in here polishing my crown, and I completely forgot.
It takes a lot of time.
And then I had like a really bad day, right? And so then I sit on the couch, and she plops her feet in my lap. Rub my feet. I'm like, kiss my... I didn't say that, though. But I had a good day today.
Oh, good.
So today's show should be a little livelier than yesterday's. Well,
I hope so. What? I got off track. Oh, what? Yeah. I need y'all to do something.
Oh, here we go.
So
everybody face Texas again. Take a knee. Hand over your heart. Here we go.
I am making a playlist for running.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't know how many of y'all work out or... But, I mean, seriously, you know music, I'm sure, even if you don't work out, you know music. I need good song. It doesn't have to be current, but please.
No Bon Jovi.
No Bon Jovi. I don't want to work out to Bon Jovi. But I need good workout songs, fast workout songs
that I can run to.
I need good ideas. I need good suggestions. Dan, I need good suggestions.
Now, we already went through my 2,000 songs that
we got 40.
I got 42 that she wanted to accept, so... And then she made a list here of...
Some that I...
1, 2, 3, I don't know, probably 12 here.
But see, I haven't gotten to the 90s.
And some of them I have, which you had gone through, like, Don't Stop Believing My Journey. You didn't bring that up when I was going through
my
list
like
the first
time. Yeah, that's a good, like, bring it down song.
Okay.
But then I went through the 80s.
Bring it down.
And I only started on the lady, like, Come On, Eileen, Modern Love.
Come on, Eileen.
Okay, one way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way
or another.
Okay, so that's a good one. But I haven't made it to the early 90s. In the early 90s, it's a
minefield of crap.
It's perfect for working out,
it's
too.
Poo.
It's perfect.
It's
the music was made to work out to.
Poo.
And I need MC Hammer. Oh, I forgot about MC Hammer.
Sugary rubbish.
Where's my pen? I got to write that down.
MC Hammer.
Hammer.
I don't have a pen.
Can't touch this.
No, Pray is the faster song.
Well, both of them. Okay.
You're actually going to force me to download MC Hammer.
And I need, like, you know, the early 90s had, like, all the good help, like, pump up the jam, pump it up, pump it, keep it, pump it.
I think you're mixing two songs.
I know, that's a song.
Oh, okay. What about the song Sweat? Sweat!
No.
Savior of the universe.
See, that's annoying.
Oh, no, that was...
I don't want to march.
No, wait, that was Flash Gordon.
I want to run.
That was Flash Gordon. I
need good running songs. So, I guess
that Sweat song. Remember that Sweat by me seeing the music company?
Let's get physical. Physical. Sorry. What?
Sweat.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the name of it was.
That was a good song.
Okay.
By CC and the Music Company.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have to play it for me again. Oh, I'm not remembering
okay. Hold
it.
Hold on. I'll look it up.
I'm not remembering it. What? Okay. Like, what was the Ace of Base? I saw the sun. That's not fast enough.
That's not fast enough.
We need stuff. We need like all, you know, it was all the dance music in the early 90s. They did all that dance stuff.
Music
Love
Factory.
Love Shack.
Everybody dance now.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Ooh, write that down. Where's my pen?
There's no pen.
I have no pen. What kind of a desk does have a pen? Get it out of your drawer.
I don't have a pen.
You
in
have
my
a
desk.
Drawer.
I have a drawer, but no pen.
There's pens in there.
No pens.
You just don't want to give it to me, and I'm not going to remember. So I got to write it down. I won't remember later. I'll go. What was that song? See, you can run to this.
This dude was built.
Come on.
The guy in this video had like zero body fat.
Well, it's because he danced like this.
Calm down, you're going to break something.
He did. What was that 90s thing where it was like the chicken dance?
But the girl in the video was not the girl who sang the song.
No.
Because the girl who sang the song was a heavy girl.
Big, heavy girls, yeah.
And that didn't fit in their video of...
No. Coolness.
Well, it was
with their speedo, they had their
it was all muscle.
They had their speedo running tights and
everybody in the video is like muscle.
Did they have
galore.
Their Reeboks, their high tops?
Back with the bass, the jam is live in effect, and I don't waste time. No, there's no high tops.
I had Reebok high tops.
Did you have Reebok high tops?
I did.
What's this show about again?
I don't know.
Wow. We're back. Things are cooking.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
I needed to get moving. I sat in at my desk today.
By the way, you can send those to her on her Facebook account, please.
No.
Please don't bother me with those.
No, just call in. I told them to call.
No, don't call. Oh, I don't listen to.
Call in, please. Don't send them to me on my Facebook because I won't see them because I don't check my Facebook.
Please
so,
don't call in.
Please
don't.
Call.
Please.
You want people to call in? You're telling them not to call in?
No, they can call in, but not with songs
Why
that
not?
I don't want to hear.
Zach, man, and Brad, we really don't want your head to explode. That wouldn't please us at all, especially not on an audio program.
Yeah, very funny. Thanks, Zach, man. Yes, they want to see my head explode.
Yes. I mean, really, you want witnesses, right?
No, that's definitely you not being sexy. But you play chill music in your cube, so is this kind of like Barry White? Hey, baby. Come on over.
I don't know if you've ever listened to Barry White, but no.
That's not chill music.
It's not chill at all.
And let's see my Oracle DBA. Let me play my chill music for you.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. It's better than butter. It's smooth. Have fun. Catch you later, Brad. Bye.
Who was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who are you?
Barry White.
Barry White.
That was Barry White. Barry White. Got them big old thick lips. Barry White. Barry White is very sexy. Smooth and butter.
Did you say shusher? Shusher.
Smooth.
Is it very smooth criminal? You said smooth.
There's something so wrong with you.
See, hi, it's Chris. I'm from
Chris
Seattle, and right now I am.
Sorry. That's what I have to do.
I'm not sleepless.
I think I'm an Amy Man.
I had to sit at my desk for like 3 hours, and I did. I did a kindergarten special sounds book.
Is this why you're weird today?
Yes, because I did. I sat there, but that's why my back hurts. I created a special sounds book for kindergartners.
Did you have to make special sounds?
Cuh and duck.
That's a special sound.
No.
Don't make this sound in church.
Is that... My head hurts from all the little sounds. Here's another
special sound.
Really?
I'm sorry.
What, are you in kindergarten?
I could be.
It's because I'm talking to you. Actually, I guess I am sleepless, but...
Chris Martin, Sleepless in Seattle. Yes.
About your whole Tom Hanks riverboat thing, whatever, you know?
You know Chris Martin doesn't look like Tom Hanks, right? Are you aware that they're... Chris Martin's is poop bigger than Tom Hanks.
Well, I want to introduce you to a concept here. It's called a soundstage. You know what? I know probably some location shoots for Sleepless in Seattle, but I can guarantee you that all...
Is this over-explaining, man?
I think so.
All the interior shots were shot on something called a soundstage because it is nearly...
She's not listening to you anymore. She has completely tuned you out. You have lost faith.
Possible to film in a real room, let alone a real houseboat.
That's true for movies we don't love.
That's right.
And fit all the proper equipment in.
But like Lonesome Dove was completely filmed.
Yeah.
Like in Texas in 1840.
Why would you ruin the magic? Why are you ruining it?
Don't ruin the magic.
Don't ruin it, man.
To make it look like a Hollywood production. You probably couldn't even fit a Hollywood camera into a room on these houseboats and film.
Oh, you got that. That's true. They added on.
Chris Martin's can have a lifeboat. I mean, can't have a lifeboat.
No,
can't have a lifeboat. He can't have a houseboat.
Why?
The thing would tip over if he went over to one side of it.
Oh, yeah.
On a shelf in a corner on the opposite side of the room. So Tom Hanks, as shocking as this may be, is portraying a character being filmed in a...
Seriously? What are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
Why would you do this?
She's going to cry herself to sleep today. She doesn't like you anymore.
It's just a movie.
She's not going to be excited when you call anymore.
So, there is no houseboat in
Seriously?
They're not.
There's no Bambi either? What are you going to start? You know, there was no Old Yeller. I mean, come on. Old Yeller didn't really die. What's your point?
Seattle, where you live on, there is a houseboat that is portrayed.
You want to get him back?
Yeah.
Tell him Captain Kirk
mm-hmm.
is really
mm-hmm.
T.J. Hooker.
Great to be the one that everything took place in. But, you know, he's down in Hollywood with his wife. So, yeah. And we have enough levels up here. We don't really need Hollywood importing anymore. So please, 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 please don't.
This from a man who spends a lot of time on his show talking about Terminator and Dollhouse as though they're completely real.
Yeah.
Like trying to figure out what the characters are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The characters aren't thinking anything. They're reading what is written for them. And you're poking her in the eye.
Don't give them any ideas. We have all the tree-hugging hippie... tofu-eating, lefty-freak, commie, socialist, Obama-loving supporters up here.
Hey. I was with him until he said supporters. We don't talk that way on this show.
We're not supportive.
Don't make people, it's a racial slur, that supportive thing.
Don't make Hollywood send us anymore, please. Or else I'm going to start forwarding them to Texas.
We had to have Farrah Fawcett.
They won't stay here.
We had Farrah Fawcett and Mel Gibson in Dallas making a movie.
We did? Oh, yeah. At the North Park Mall.
Yeah.
There.
Brad. Helen Hunt.
Decaf again, please. Decaf.
I don't know if she was in Texas or not. I didn't see any scenes with her in Texas.
Oh. Maybe she just did hers on our soundstage.
On the soundstage.
See, we didn't like that movie that much. See how that works?
What women want.
You know, so Chris Martin's, when's Sarah Connor coming back? Where is Terminator anyway? What happened? Are they coming back in January? What's going on?
I think it got terminated.
It did not. It's a good show. Better not get terminated. I'm gonna be mad.
Don't worry. It will be back.
Ketchup is good. Mayonnaise goes bad. And Brad is redeemed. Otherwise, good.
Well, thank you.
Brad is redeemed.
See, you go on national airwaves and the intranets, and you feel sorry for yourself, and you whine, and people call in,
I am redeemed.
And validate your emotions.
There's a song, redeemed.
There's a redeemed song.
Redeemed. I don't remember. My dad would know it.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Russ from Cleveland.
Hello, Russ.
Hello, Russ from Cleveland, the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Listen to the caffeine show.
Sorry. I apologize now. I'm sorry.
I want to call, you know, and say, Brad, I know you were kidding, but, you know.
Okay. That's all you need to say. But don't. There's no but.
At the beginning of it, you said something about, you know, people not wanting to hear what Faith had to say. That's not true. We really enjoy, you know, hearing Faith's comments,
edicts,
and hearing her laugh at your jokes and make fun of gamers.
She wasn't. That was Swifty making fun of gamers. That's a Redshift, redshiftpodcast.com.
Yeah, go call them.
They
complain
make fun
to them.
Of gamers all the time.
Complain to them.
If you're a gamer, all the people calling in complaining about Faith making fun of gamers, y'all should be listening to the Redshift show, okay? Because the Redshift show is all about gaming. So stop calling me to complain about gaming and call the gaming show.
By the way, since people have been talking about it, I currently have a Wii, which is mostly for the family. If I had my choice, I'd probably have a 360. But my first system was an Atari 800XL, yeah, which was basically the same thing as an Atari 800.
I beat you. My first game was a Pong. Mm-hmm. Ping Pong. Odyssey Ping Pong.
Odyssey thing. Pong.
It had a knob on two sides.
Bonk.
Yep.
Mm, bonk.
No, it was beep.
Oh, that's right.
Beep, 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 beep.
Except it had a keyboard attached to it, so you could program in BASIC, which was pretty much totally worthless.
Hey, what's wrong with BASIC? We're still programming BASIC today.
We did have
Visual Basic.
I have a copy of Zaxxon, which was an awesome arcade game.
Yes, it was. I liked Zaxxon.
Ours was on cassette tape somehow. So it took like 45 minutes for it to load before you could actually play it.
Lame-o.
You need to go check out the Redshift podcast. Oh, so, lame.
Anyway, also,
that's what they said.
Amy's right. Buca di Beppo is awesome.
What?
Really good food.
Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, it's all like...
Amy said it was a great restaurant.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me. Buca di Beppo. Remember
Will
Amy
you please
said...
stop cussing on the show?
Amy said to go to Buca di Beppo.
Stop saying
after
that word.
After you made fun of Olive Garden.
You don't know what that word means.
It's a restaurant.
No, it's like hedonese for... It's hedonese for... doing things you're not supposed to do with your thumb. That's what it is.
Like family style and...
See?
Their tiramisu is awesome.
See?
All right.
Vamos con Dios.
Vamos con Dios. Vamos con Dios. I have a few more calls here. She's pointing at the let's get out of here thing.
No, I'm asking you what time it is. I'm trying to keep you on track.
23 minutes.
You always listen to Charlie when he kept you on track.
23 minutes. And look what that got me. Not happening again. Yeah. Listen to nobody ever again. Let's see what this person has to say.
Hey, Brad and Pitt. This is Ross from Tampa.
Oh, see, now we had Russ from
Russ
Cleveland.
And Ross.
And we had Russ. So they always called back to back. You think that's a little weird?
It is. A little
convenient. You think that's a little convenient that there's a Russ in Cleveland and a Ross in Florida? I don't know. Maybe they're brothers? They do call from different area codes, so it can't be the same guy. And they have different accents. The guy from Cleveland sounds like he's from Arizona. The guy from Tampa Bay sounds like he's from New York. So.
Okay. Can we hear
him? And then in response to your show from the other day where Deanna had called in and mentioned how...
there is no Deanna.
She and her husband used to be separated for a few months and then were able to get back together.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
That was.
And I just wanted to let her know that I found her call very encouraging.
Wait a minute. You can't date her. She's back together with her husband. If that's what this is about, I'll stop you now.
Amy, though, is available.
And I enjoyed listening to it.
Good.
I know, Brad and Faith, that your show focuses a lot more on what we might call healthy marriages.
Yes.
Than, marriages that are in trouble, so to speak. But I do find your words of wisdom very encouraging, and I found Deanna's call to be encouraging as well.
Well, thank you.
That was good.
I do enjoy listening to the 12 seconds and hearing people's stories, and it gives me, I guess, messages of hope for when and if my wife and I get back together. So,
definitely.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you all some encouragement, and bless con Dios. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Best thing you do is pray for your wife. I will continue to pray.
We are praying.
All right. So let's wrap it up there with that one. We've got a few more calls. We can say till tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait,
Saturday.
Tomorrow is the Skeeter Show.
Ooh, what candy?
Candy
bars. Which one are you going to give her tomorrow?
I don't know. We're going to change it a little bit. We're going to go head-to-head.
Oh?
We're going head-to-head with candy bars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this just a way for you to get to eat some?
Yeah.
Is that
oh, it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When did you turn into somebody from Minnesota?
Yeah.
You
just... Oh, yeah. 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 Your dad's so funny.
My dad?
Yes, your dad. Your dad's so funny. What would we see?
That's funny. Oh,
that,
ha-ha.
That one's a biter there. Don't touch
him. That's a biter.
That's a biter. Don't touch him. I can tell by looking at him. He's a biter. Talking about a dog. We did that the other day with a baby, didn't we?
Yeah, that's a biter. Don't touch him.
Funny.
My dad is funny. Ha-ha.
Funny. Ha-ha. Faith is a different kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks
Come
for joining us.
Naturally.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank
yes.
you for the encouraging emails.
Thank you.
After
thank
our
you.
Last two shows and encouraging phone calls mm-hmm. and all the different things and all the different ways that you guys just support us and encourage us and keep us going.
Brad McFadden.
Ugh. Aren't they great? I mean, they're so good to us.
Yes, they are.
Brad McFadden. Ugh. That sums it up right there.
It's just so nice.
I know. Isn't it great to have listeners who love us?
Guess what? I have a new soundbite.
You do?
I do.
What is it?
I'm not going to play it today, but it's really cool.
Okay.
And it's from our favorite podcast. And she said something really funny. And I can't wait to use it.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay.
So look forward to that. And I will uh-huh. probably overuse it next week, so just get ready for that. And she knows what I'm talking about. She's going, oh, no. Not, right now she's going, no. And it's too late. You can't even pull it down because I've already pulled it down. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you take the show down because I've got it. I've got the evidence right here. You're going down.
Alrighty then. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Everybody, have a great Friday.
That's it. Remember, we are doing 100 shows in 100 days. Mm-hmm. We are still doing that.
Yes, we are. I don't know what number we're on, but we're doing it.
We're on a number.
We're on a number.
Somewhere between like 90
One in 100.
And 20.
1 in 100. We're somewhere in there.
And we're still taking pledges if you would like to continue to pledge in this marathon for Podcasting for Water.
Yes.
You can pledge as little as 5 cents a show or as much as a dollar a show. Or well, as much as you want, really. There's no mm-hmm. limit.
I mean, we won't say no.
No. But if you pledge 5 cents a show, that's $5 you're giving to for us doing 100 shows. That's you giving us $5. And it's not for us. It's for Podcasting for Water. It's for Living Water International, which goes 100%. We don't keep a penny.
No.
It goes 100% for that. And we've already raised about $500. So we're very excited if we make it to the first of the year, which is the big challenges. Excuse me. The big challenges are coming up soon. Did I just burp on the air?
You did.
Right in the middle of a promo? You know what? I'm fired. I'm done. I'm firing myself. Calling myself into my office. Sit down. Thank you. Okay, you're fired. That was horrible. That's an unprofessional. You're fired. Faith's doing the show from now on. Faith, take us out of here.
Oh, Vasco News.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.